Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned into the best fatherhood radio show in the world. Furthering Fathering Radio Show. It's the Furthering Fathering Radio Show. The brothers are back in the building. Brother J in NYC and Brother L in the ATL. The Furthering Fathering Radio Show starts in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You ready?
Let's get the conversation started.
I emphasize that if anyone is listening to this as a replay or listening to it live, connect with Furthering Fathering. You will be encouraged. You will be edified. The 20, 30 minutes that we're on the radio chopping it up is nothing compared to the energy and the strength you will receive from men who love you just because you're a man. And then as they get to know you, they speak life to you, they challenge you, they affirm you, and they enable you to be powerful where you're needed, which is with your family. Brother Derek, you're saying hello.
It's not only good for the child, but I think it's a mandate from God. I think the heart of the father belongs to men. And God has called us to be that for as many children as we can. So I'd only echo everything you said. I'm fully on board with that. And I think the call is for more men to embrace that truth so that we can begin to rebuild our community, our nation, one family at a time.
Welcome to another Furthering Fathering Radio Show. Hallelujah. I am your host, Pastor Jeremy Maynard. My best friend, Lamont Jones, down in ATL. Man, I am excited to be alive through the struggles. You know, it's very difficult to think of the future. You know, when you're super busy or hyper distracted, but you know, when life hits you, the important things become more vivid. And one of the most important things as a father is legacy. You know, some things you picture during your alone time, and other things you picture in deep conversation with others. And that's what we're going to have to this evening. I'm looking forward to an incredible time with the brothers. I already have one brother in queue. Love you, a bishop. So this week, the topic is when dad willpower, intentionally use the word willpower, focus on the word willpower when dad leaves an inheritance. Success is the prefix of succession. We don't like to think of death or how family will cope with our passing. As fathers, parents, or leaders, thinking ahead is vital. What plans should we set in place for when we die? We're going to discuss the importance of multi-generational thinking and leaving something behind for the future generations, but you know how we always start. We start with our scripture real quick, and the scripture is Proverbs 13:22, and it's a very familiar scripture to some. It should be familiar to all, especially dads. And I'm going to read the full scripture because people leave out the second half. And it reads as follows. This is Proverbs 13:22, and it reads as follows. A good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Heavenly Father, help us, Lord, to be good men. Help us, Lord, to have the wherewithal to plan ahead. Help us, Lord, to put in things, whether we're listening to our wives, whether we're listening to wiser coworkers, whether we're listening to you, Lord, whether we're listening to our brothers and sisters, or even our children, strangers. No matter where we get the revelation from, send it, Lord, so that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. Help us to number our days. Help us to number our days so that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. Help us, Lord, so that when we lay it up, it's laid up for righteousness, that we're training up our children in the way they should go, so when we leave them inheritance, we're leaving that seed in good ground. Bless us as we do well today, as we speak well today, as we think right today, and as we share wisdom today. In the matchless name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, amen and amen. Let me open it up right away. My brother, the man, my mellow. How you doing, Derek?
Bless you, Bishop. I'm doing well, sir. How about yourself?
Excited to be alive. Excited to be alive. Actually, you know, going through some things, but the important thing is to recognize that you see the light at the end of the tunnel. That to those,
yes,
there'll be excruciating pain going through the tunnel as you bump into things and stub your toe, hurt your heart, and but the light at the end of the tunnel makes the trip worthwhile. So I'm really looking forward to that. So let's get into this. Let's get into this. Topic. God gave me a long time ago that success is the prefix of succession. In other words, it's only the beginning part of the word. There's something to leave after. There's something to leave after, whether it be your sons or your daughters. And I was hoping that my brother Silas could come on, but he's down in PA, and he's talking to his pastor. So I love you, Si, and he said he'll join next week. But DA, how you doing, man? How are you?
I'm doing very well, man. And I was listening to you talk about what you're going through, and I was just thinking, well, I reckon the suffering of this present time is nothing compared to the glory that will be revealed. So, you know, you're just being honed and purified and just being made more fit for the master's use, man. I'm just excited for who I see you becoming in Christ. So, you know, I'm just happy
thank
to be with you, brother.
Thank you, and thank God. Thank God more. Thank God infinitely more. And I received that. I received that, and I love you. Love you. Thank you. Every bit of encouragement builds up courage, right? So you want to do what's more. Every bit of honor within it is accountability, so you want to live up to it. So it presses you to go forward. It presses you to do better. Well, the topic today is to be generationally minded. You know, when you get slapped in the face, you know, I've had health things that cause you to focus on what it would be like without me. You know, during the beginning, the courting phase with my wife, we she impressed on me the importance of getting insurance. We went and got insurance and what have you, and life insurance. You know, it's funny, the word life insurance, you know. And then when I was in the military, you're a young buck and you're single. You're actually looking for women at that time, you know, looking putting up. But they impressed on us the importance to have a will, you know. And I got to get rid of that standard military one, and I have to create one that's more apropos for the day. And I want to encourage dads to take into account what you're leaving behind. Don't be like that Rolling Stone song where he said all he left
was alone.
The only thing he left us was alone, and what's being worse than being left with just A L O N E is also to be left with an A space L O A N. You know, and
a debt that death even couldn't repay.
Exactly. So let's get a crack and let's chop it up and get into some real talk. You know, so the brothers can I hope the brothers chime in. And before I go any further, you know, this is prompted by a great conversation I had with Brother Guy and Brother Kayo, and we want to quickly say, Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for the life and times of Kayo's father, Mr. Charles. I ask that you hold him in your bosom, that you bless him. Right now, he's seeing things he's never seen before, and we thank you for his life because we know the fruit of his fruit because he's the type of tree that produces a Kayo, and Kayo is a phenomenal brother, and we love him. Our condolences, our prayers, and we pray that the Holy Spirit hugs and comforts him during this difficult time. Okay. This show is in honor of KO and those who've lost their father. So, Yeah, we had a great conversation last week talking about the importance of thinking multi-generationally to leave something for the kids to build on. And you could take it from here. You know, so, I have the first question. The first question.
I had a thought.
Can I
share a thought? So as soon as I heard your topic,
definitely.
I immediately started thinking about my family line and my family tree and the genealogy of my father, myself, and now my sons. I have daughters, but I'm thinking more of, you know, my father and what was passed down and what he inherited and what he provided me. And the first thing I really thought about for we brothers who are conscious and connected to Christ as just in a place where we can see more things because we have different eyes to see them with, is to really stop and take an inventory of what we have. And what I mean is not simply material possessions, but what we have inherited and what we have overcome.
Hallelujah.
And my thought there is, you know, I love my dad. You know, I love him to life. I've observed and I've partaken of some areas where Christ could have been more present. And, you know, I won't define any of it, you know, because one of the ways to honor is to protect, you know, to walk backwards so you don't uncover the nakedness. But what I'm saying is I lived through and I was affected by some of the challenges in my bloodline. And I think in order to leave a will, we need to take an inventory of what we've experienced, you know, what we've been exposed to, what we've experienced, and what we've overcome. And we need to document that as part of our will, because sometimes our children don't have to experience certain things if they're made aware of the potential pitfalls, whether they be biological, whether they be spiritual. But, you know, just taking an inventory of what challenges we faced and that we overcame them, how we overcame them, by the word of the Lord and you know, the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, but specifically tactical things that we need to know how to do and how to pass on for our sons and our daughters so that our inheritance is not simply material but on all the levels that an inheritance can be.
Yes, powerful. Take stock and inventory. That's part. That's the first part of any planning, is assessment. The first part of any planning. So if you're planning from day to day, or if you're planning for generations beyond you, the first step is definitely assessment and appreciation. Assessment and appreciation. You want to be thankful. You want to be aware, and you want to invest. When things you invest in things, it increases in value. So appreciation means three things: thankfulness. So you can't build on the negative. You cannot build on the negative. So be thankful, which is appreciation. Be aware, which is, you know, be aware. Appreciate what's going on, what's happened, and what can happen, and what will happen, and what you want to happen. And then invest. Invest love, invest money, invest real estate, invest insurance, invest what you have to invest. Invest hope, invest faith, and that let that increase in value. So the first question really is, why is a will important? And I should have said a will and testament, because you just reminded me that in the past they used to include a testament of faith after their will, that their family, that would be read. After the will,
last will and testament.
Yes, a will and testament. So why is a will important? Why is a will important?
I was just going to
Right
you
now,
on
you're,
that
the, you're the only only.
My number? Okay,
it's on you.
A will is important for definition. Again, you know, you've taken inventory, and you have. You know, there are things that cannot continue along with you. So will is your last set of tangible decisions for your family to be impacted by. You know, if you're blessed to have multiple seed in the earth, you're designating. Mm-hmm. You're like Abraham and just pronouncing blessings, and you're leaving responsibility in the hands and on the shoulders of those that are left to carry on your name, your legacy, your business, whatever it is that may be something else that God needs to continue, by having a little, you're defining the responsibilities as well as the blessings, you know, say that you've departed, but some people may be blessed by the fruit of your labors. So you're defining the values that you ascribe to those who are left behind, and in some cases providing a path that they might not have had without your will being made clear.
Amen. Amen. You know, the word peacemaking, you know, we love to call each other king, especially brothers. We say, what's up, king? What's up, king? Well, the first role of a king is to establish and maintain peace, right? Mm-hmm. And peacemaking is what you do when you're a child of God. As a matter of fact, in Matthew 5, it clearly says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God.
Cold.
So as a peacemaker, you're intentionally bringing about peace, not just for around you in the contemporary time, but you're creating peace. You see, what happens when there's no established written what it's supposed to do, chaos sets in. Then pride sets in, and war sets in, and families. I've seen families bicker, and fight over what is to be. I've seen a fight before and after.
the material.
Because a lack of clarity, creates an atmosphere for war. A lack of clarity creates an atmosphere for war, because the lack of faith, the lack of trust amongst the people on your peer level becomes an opportunity to compete. And what you want to do in creating peace is to quell any competition. With clarity, everybody knows their role. Everybody knows what they're getting, why they're getting it, and it creates peace. It creates peace. Thank you, Holy Spirit. None of that was written. our next brother, ending in 4655. How you doing, my brother?
I'm good, Jeremy.
Oh, Cousin Denzel. How you doing, sir? I see the Brooklyn streetcars. I hear the Brooklyn traffic behind you. How you doing?
I'm good. I just opened up my phone and I saw your message. So I said, you know, let me join.
So we're talking about inheritance, and I know you were very close to your father, and you were very close to your father, and sometimes what you leave behind is physical, sometimes it's spiritual, sometimes it's just plain old wisdom. Sometimes it's what are other ways, you know, other than just a will or insurance, that we can bless our legacy that comes after us, those who come behind us?
Wow. It's so crazy because, you know, my father, he have about four women. He didn't go to church. You know, he's a gambler. He's a smoker. But he never disrespected my mom as far as fighting her and cursing her out. And even though she did these things, but, you know, I've seen the hurt and the pain that it caused my mom. And so I have learned, you know, so I said to myself, the thing that he didn't do, the good things, they're like, you know, I said, okay, I'm going to go to church. You know, I didn't see my father go to church. I'm going to go to church. I didn't see my father pray. I'm going to pray. You know, I didn't see my father, he's a gambler. I don't gamble. He's a smoker. I don't smoke. You know, he has four women. I only have one. and even so, she's a handful. But, But I, first of all, I thank God to give me the insight to see these mm-hmm. things, because in the end, I have got to know my Father's love for us and the best way He knows how to provide for us.
Yeah.
But if it wasn't for God, mm-hmm. you know, I wouldn't see all these things.
Right.
You know? My father was tough. He wasn't really tough, but he provided the best way he could. There's seven kids for my mom, and they have three more kids outside. So, you know, he was all over the place, you know. but that caused me to be independent. That caused me to just go get mine and just, you know, never depend on anybody, never depend on them, because, you know, my father yes. just never, and my mother wasn't, you know. But in the end, you know, I see that the legacy he left behind, he, you know, he loved us, and he would have done anything for us. And he did the best way he knew how. He never abandoned us, you know. He made sure that we know all the other kids, you know. And in the end, you know, we get to realize that, you know, he has been the best father, you know, and we found out that a half a father is better than no father at all. And so, you know, we get to love him and get to appreciate. But most of all, I really, really thank the real true Heavenly Father. He's the one who opened our eyes. And even though we have seven brothers and sisters, not everybody still sees the thing that I see. You know, my brothers, yeah. we all see things differently. But, you know, but what I got from my father was the legacy that he left.
Yes.
You know, the bad things and the good things that he does, I was able to recognize them and build up on that legacy.
Powerful. Powerful, powerful. So some things are taught and some things are taught. And there are two types of inheritance that you just talked about. The inheritance of what positive that's left to do, and then the example of what not to do. You know, that's why it's good to have
right.
a perfectly natural human father, so that you can see his frailty and failures,
right.
so that you have a realistic
yep.
view, a realistic view of what
yep.
the future can be and can look like. And then it's not to repeat the errors, but to shift and turn around and do what is right. Because as we read in that scripture, it says a good man leaves his inheritance to his children and his children's children. And then it says, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. So you want to also leave a legacy of what is to the right things to do. Wow, time is flying. Time is flying. We're almost done. So, and I only got pretty much through the first two questions. So, you know, we have to follow up next week, because we're going to go into even more detail of what will and testament is, the importance of real estate, the importance of having insurance. We're going to talk about the role faith plays in generational stability, you know, investments, business, having a business, having something to leave, a work ethic, a not giving up, a faithfulness. All those things are vital and important. Because a part of the investment is what your children observe. Part of the investment is when they see you sprawled out on the floor praying to God, they know that's something that's important. If they never see it, how will they know? Right? So unless, like you said, Denville, the Father reveals it. So I'm going to ask,
yeah.
Denville, I'm going to ask you to pray us out. Oh, we only have two or three more minutes, or am I overstating the amount of time? We actually have 5 or 6 minutes. Let me see.
This is awesome.
Yeah, we have a little more time than I thought. So,
Somebody want to say something, Jeremy.
Go ahead, yes.
Yeah, Bishop, the gentleman that was just speaking, I believe you said is your cousin. He said something similar to what I said, but when he was talking about his father, no flaw in what he shared for his father took away his love or his respect for his father.
Yes.
And I love how he stated those things because, you know, we also talking about men of a different generation. You look at American history or wherever culturally, you know, your dad may have come up. The men before us faced different obstacles and different challenges than the ones we face now. And for them to have made it to make us is a testimony in and of itself. So when it comes to the different flaws and the different things that, you know, that we pick up that we know we're not going to do, that does not take away from the strength and the dignity and the honor of the man that was this gentleman's father. I mean, I heard that in all of what he said and what he didn't say. And I think that's an important thing to leave in the will is the dignity that a man provides his sons in particular. But I just love the way he phrased it. I didn't mean to go off, but I love the way he phrased it. He said, you know, he did some things and I don't respect those things, but I honor and I respect and I love my dad. I just love the way he presented that.
Yeah, I had you muted for a second because of the background noise. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I'm sitting in front of the fan. But thank you. Thank you, brothers. Thank you. And thank you, Jeremy, but let me just thank God. Because, you know, it's God is the ultimate father. And I Heavenly Father, just thank you, Heavenly Father, for my brothers on the line. It is so important that men know who the heavenly and the spiritual father is. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for leaving us your son.
Hallelujah.
So that we can look to and to know how to be a man first.
Yes.
In Christ to God. So that we may be able to be the son and father to our kids, to our children, oh Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God. You instilled that integrity in us that first, love you first with our heart, soul, and mind. Thank you, Lord God, for this time. Thank you for my brothers, oh Heavenly Father. I pray that we may continue to let the Holy Spirit lead us. Let the Holy Spirit unction us. Let the Holy Spirit work with us and that we may be obedient to that Spirit, oh Heavenly Father. Because it's not by power or might, but it's by your Spirit and your Spirit only. And so we thank you, Lord God. Thank you for Brother Jeremy, and thank you for the other brother on the line. I just thank you all. And thank you, Jeremy, for inviting me to this line. Usually I'm in the background, but you call me up. But thank you, Lord God, for this time. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I give you thanks, and I give you praise, and I hope to meet you guys soon.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Denzel. That's a powerful prayer in the last minute and a half. I just want to say thank you to Derek for you always bring wisdom. Thank you for KO and Guy for even broaching to me that they've been sharing the show and they were getting feedback. And we're gearing the show to make it more palatable. For those outside of the four walls, and we're going to be intentional to love on and bring in, speak about things that are applicable to today and now. You know, given the threat of a food shortage, we're going to add that into next week. Being prepared is vital now, so let us be prepared. So. Not only join us next week Tuesday, join me at the Haven Church on Sunday, and tomorrow we'll be doing our Bible study, the Spirit hovering over the deep. So we're going to get into some deep stuff tomorrow. All right? Thank you for looking out for us. This is Furthering Fathering, where fatherhood is elevated, families are empowered, and communities are transformed by our five core principles. Honor, encouragement, accountability, reconciliation, and training. Until next week, we love you. Amen.
Take care, Jeremy. Take care, brothers.
Take
all right. Bless
you, brother.